What's your why?
So I'm super excited.
Well, thank you for having me.
Welcome to Nabor Talks.
Very important topic.
That's very hard to follow.
Hello, it's PJ Smith, your 2024 president. Today, I am so excited to talk about a program that's coming up at Nabor for Nabor members. And I'm talking today with Amanda Pearson. And Amanda, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell me your title.
Sure. I'm the vice president with the Leadership Collier Foundation of the Greater Naples Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, fantastic. So I am a Leadership Collier grad 2022. You're a Leadership Collier grad 2024. No, 14.
That's right. Nice.
I advanced
right.
you 10 years. But it was such an amazing opportunity. But how many months do we go? Is it like...
For the Leadership Collier program specifically, that runs end of September or mid-September through approximately mid-March with a graduation in April.
April.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Every year.
All right. It's very intensive. Two times a month we meet and it's for a full day, like 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. This is a little mini... program that's going to be a one-day intensive overview of the community. I'm going to have Amanda kind of explain it, but it was offered to us, and I'm just so excited about it because what I learned out in the community, even though I've been a snowbird for 25 years, but even talking to people who grew up mm-hmm. here, have lived here for a long time, have gone through the program, and they're like, I just didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of this is so interesting.
Yeah.
But let's kind of go through what it's called Engage Collier. Mm-hmm. The date is May 21st. Mm-hmm. We're going to start bright and early at 8 a.m. But let's go through kind of the tentative agenda and really what the mission and what it's about. I'm going to let you talk.
Sure. I think maybe to start, to describe best what Engage Collier is would be to really go through a little bit about what Leadership Collier is.
Perfect.
Because Engage Collier was born out of Leadership Collier and I'll get into that. So specifically Leadership Collier, and for the full foundation's mission, it's to activate the potential of leaders to build a stronger Collier County. So there's leaders here, and there's people that want to be more engaged in their community leadership journey, be stewards of our Collier County. But in order to do that, you need to know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, of course, we live here, we know what's going on. You could be a very engaged person, born and raised here on boards, you know, think you know it. And there's literally no way you could know, because I go through it every year and I learn something new every year. Things are always changing, right? The school system that you may have gone through as a child, it's a very different school system than it is today, just for an example. Mm-hmm. So really, and then our tagline is be informed, be engaged, be the difference. So you have to start with that education piece in order to really be able to make a difference. You need to know what's going on. Mm-hmm. So for Leadership Collier, there's a whole application selection process. It's wonderful, right? We have it for senior executives, young professionals, and youth, where there's a whole selection process, very competitive to get into due to interest. That's simply it. There's just a lot of interest in our programs, which is wonderful. Great problem to have. But, you know, and some people might think, well, let's just do more programs. Let's do two Leadership Colliers, two ALCs. But we have limited resources, right? And I always let people know, right? So in order to put forward Leadership Collier, as you know, I mean, the community rolls out the resources to make sure you are fully educated. We have all, you know, law enforcement fully engaged with us for a full day, mm-hmm. right? The sheriff's there, and we go to special ops, and we do all these crazy, amazing things because the education is so important, right?
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the sheriff's office doesn't work for me, and they can't do programming for me every day, or, you know.
So once a year, they're saying, you know what, we'll come out and do it, and they'll do these little mini programs,
right.
which is
so
amazing.
So we came to this with the issue, right? The problem is we'd love to educate more people, right? How can we educate more people with limited resources? Arthrex doesn't work for me, unfortunately, right? So there's all these things that people have day jobs and they can't do it. But I've seen people go through all of the programs and say, oh my gosh, I had no idea. How have I lived here my whole life and I had no idea? It changes the way you work. It changes the way you live, personally, professionally, everything. It changes lives, which ultimately changes our community. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the issue is, how do we make sure more people are educated on these critical community issues like Collier County 101
mm-hmm.
and engage with these top leaders so that they can take that information, even at just, you know, even though we're scratching the surface, it's huge, some of these presentations. So we fit Leadership Collier into one day. And we've done it for Collier County Public Schools, so all their principals and cabinet members.
Oh, wow.
We've done it for YPO, which is Young President's Organization, which is a tremendous organization in town. And you are our third organization to do it for. I mean, we just felt so, our speakers just feel very confident that, you know, NABOR is a perfect group to get more educated on some of these really basic principles about what's happening in our community.
Helps us, it helps our customers, it helps the community get some involvement and awareness.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I went out of there, I'm like, well, okay, I want to be on that board. And that's how I got on the Big Cypress Basin board.
That's
is
awesome.
Through the information from here. It wasn't easy.
Mm-hmm.
Governor appointee is, I should have taken a different route, but it's like,
that's awesome.
It was pretty fun. But you know, I got to tell you, after our full day event, I think a bunch of us would be like calling each other the next day and like, yeah, I'm taking the day off.
It's exhausting. Yes.
So to have this in one day, I'm so excited about it. But let's go through
like what it is.
Yeah.
So NABOR members can expect, by the way, so the Leadership Collier Foundation is providing a scholarship for NABOR to have this event happen because we felt really, this group was just really important to educate. Normally there's a fee and we're pulling from our scholarship fund to do this.
Fantastic. Thank you.
We are thrilled to do that. So it's a low cost for your members, I believe, for around $10 to attend, which is fantastic. There's from like 8 to 8:30, there's registration and networking. And I hope that people know that it would be the expectation, right? So everybody that we've done for Collier County Public School principals and cabinet members, YPO, the commitment is for the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's very busy, but really the commitment is, you know, you don't want to pop in and pop out. You want to commit to this day fully, and that's where you'll really
like get an immersion.
Experience of understanding everything. So you'll hear from the president and CEO of the Community Foundation, Eileen Connolly-Kiesler, to understand real needs and what's happening in the community. It's unbelievable. The superintendent of schools is so thrilled to be a part of this on May 21st. The sheriff will be there.
Excuse me, classmate of mine, Leslie.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Dr. Leslie Riccadelli, your classmate.
Amazing.
Will be there. Yeah. And so, you know, and on and on and on, you know, hospital CEOs, it's going to be tremendous. So the day is broken up into topics such as human services, environment, healthcare, mm-hmm. education, law enforcement, arts, things like that. And I just really encourage people to not only register, but then really take that full day to immerse themselves in it, shut the phone off. We have breaks inserted, but that's what we do in Leadership Collier, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like
no phone.
We put the work away to really commit to this education.
I think Melissa Blazer had to like tap on my shoulder twice and that was it. Put your phone down. Yeah. I'm like, I'm doing a
$5
transaction.
Yeah. Yeah, like, we've got breaks and lunch built in. Don't worry.
Yeah. So it's like, it's a good point you bring up. If you're going to sign up, be committed.
Yeah.
To sign up.
Yep.
And because a no-show, we're capping it, I think, because of the room size, 150.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll be doing the breakfast, like continental breakfast, and we're going to do a lunch, which will be fantastic.
Yeah.
And then probably a little mixer at the end to kind of recap, because some of it is, it's just a lot.
Yeah, you leave like, wow. I mean, I remember at YPO, one of the people in the audience was like, had no idea how amazing our school system was. And like, you know, maybe you hear about it. You guys are realtors and you're like, oh yeah. But like when you hear the data around what that really means, right? This guy was like, we need to write a book about this.
And the number
it's really just amazing.
A number of students. I mean, I had no clue. And the different schools, that's one. That's a reason in itself to attend if you're a real estate agent, a broker, et cetera. And even I'd like to do a call to action for brokers because this could be top down in their organization that they come in and say, oh my gosh, you should learn more about this. Let's become even members of the chamber or even, you know, get them excited about the LCF too, Leadership Collier Foundation.
It's really fantastic. I also want to point out too that there will be Q&A portion with every one of our speakers. So this is a great opportunity where we provide 15 minutes with every speaker and panel where it's like, all right, you got the superintendent here. What's your question? Sheriff's here for you and you alone. What would you like to know?
Yeah, the sheriff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The sheriff and the superintendent. And, you know, it's just you get it from really the decision makers and the people who are the CEOs and the top people. It's very interesting. But I think we're going to kick it off with probably a history of Collier and kind of what our role is within the future. And I think it's a huge message to our membership. But we have 8,400 plus or minus realtor members and also about 800 brokers. So, yeah, so there's a lot of, you know, these are stakeholders in the community. And if they can, you know, learn more about the community, the environment, I mean, the environment's a huge one. Hopefully we'll get some exciting people to talk.
The way in particular, I have to say, when I created Engage Collier, the target audience in my head was Nabor. I was like, if
captive audience.
Well, yeah. I just know how, I mean, you guys are ultimately selling Collier County.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that is the perfect audience to be more educated on these details.
What do they ask about? Schools, healthcare,
yeah.
The environment,
safety,
you know, and economic development.
Correct.
Huge.
Right.
And
the
some
arts
people come,
even.
Yeah. Like, what else can you do? So I can't believe you have it down into one day. It's amazing. Talk about some of your... I mean, some of the grads that have gone through this program have been amazing. So I'm kind of plugging, I guess, Leadership Collier. Mm-hmm. But this honestly is a opportunity for, like, a lot of members can't do like I did.
Mm-hmm.
They can't take off that time.
Yeah,
I just built it in as part of my business plan.
Yeah.
So, and it was challenging because at the same time I was a treasurer for Nabor.
Mm-hmm.
So sleeping on the job, being treasurer. No, I'm kidding. Mm-hmm. It's like, and having a real job. You know, I am one of the full-time realtor members. And so it is a lot. So to offer this, I mean, when you brought this to my attention and gave us an opportunity to do this, I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, let me talk to the board.
Yeah.
And they are extremely excited about it, which is cool. And that's a very diverse population to our board of directors.
Yeah.
So I look at Leslie, superintendent. She was so interesting, you know, in discussing when I was even in class. Now she's superintendent, moved up. So I think I learned the most probably from the schools and social services, David Lawrence Center, and those, you know, unbelievable programs that we have out in the community.
Sure. And you know what else will come up? Affordable housing. So you'll be able to hear from all of these.
Yeah.
There's not a single leader that won't somehow discuss how housing has impacted their industry and some of the creative solutions that they have been engaging in to address this, which of course is...
Well, that could be a 4-day event on its own or whatever, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But so hopefully Amy Patterson will be here. Mm-hmm. If not, I know we'll have... Sometimes they sign up and, you know, stuff happens in their jobs and
stuff.
Sure,
yeah. We're booking all speakers right now and everyone's... Everyone so far has been a yes, but we're like mid, you know, engaging in all of that. And
so I have to make a confession. I did hit law enforcement. I missed government in mine. We got to miss one, and that was one where I had to be on a board, at a board. So I'll get to see Amy Patterson. So exciting.
Yeah.
That's my makeup time.
You're allowed to come back to any government session any year you want, by the
Wonderful.
Way.
Wonderful. That's
us.
True.
Yeah.
All right, so let me see if I have any other questions. I think this is pretty straightforward. So healthcare, arts, commerce, environment, law enforcement, education, government and growth. So growth management was something that we talk about. And Danny, our vice president of public policy, will love this.
Mm-hmm.
She's bringing her I think we're having hopefully all of our governmental issues committee people sign up, human services, and then the overall Collier County review, which will be exciting.
Like you said, I think it's a fantastic opportunity. So Leadership Collier, of course, wonderful program. We only have 42 spots every year. We get about 80 plus applications every year. So most people that apply can't get in because of numbers. Okay, so there's an issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we can't accept everyone for Leadership Collier.
It's a good problem.
And
a
great problem.
Mm-hmm.
The other issue, maybe if you are, most people, I'd love to do Leadership Collier, but I can't do the time commitment. Huge time commitment, definitely worth it, life-changing, but sometimes it's just not right. But I will say, just to plug the time commitment, man, right now I've got the chief of Marco Island Police, right? I mean, we've got the sheriff's a graduate, very busy people are graduates, right? So, and we're all busy.
Mm-hmm.
No one has time. So it's a decision whether or not you want to commit the time or not, but boy, is it a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got people that are counting down the days until we're done this year. They're like, whew.
It's relationships too. It's
right. Like the relationships with Leadership Collier are unbelievable.
Yeah.
But this is that great way to say, I'm interested. These topics are critical. I'm interested. I want to engage with these community leaders. I need to be more aware of what's happening in the community. But for whatever reason, Leadership Collier isn't happening for me right now.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just We're thrilled.
Let's talk about practical stuff. So somebody signs up, they register, they pay their $10, and before they come to Engage Collier, you will send out something. It's amazing that I got this when I was in the program, is their bios and really a good agenda for the day. So you kind of, you'll know. I mean, it'll be this thick if you print it out. I mean, it's substantial. We also get resources and contact information, which is really cool.
Contact information for sure. And then a lot of their presentations become available. We get a lot of requests for that as well. Like, can I have a copy of those slides? So there's a lot of great data that comes with that as well.
I would suggest that and I think this is probably just comes with the program or whatever. One thing you did for us in the full program was they let us know if there's opportunities for
to engage.
Boards, volunteer, anything like that, because that's how I got more involved. Yeah. And I still pretty much do one or two charity events a week because of this, because you have the awareness. And then the opportunity, because you don't really know what's out there, where to look, et cetera. But
that's right. So great point. For, what I said, our tagline is be informed, be engaged, be the difference, right? So a lot of what we're doing, a lot of what we do is education programming. So we are informing and educating our class members and now community members at large like NABOR. We have a position within the Leadership Collier Foundation that then works to fully activate people who are interested in engaging and connecting them to board positions, committee roles, government advisory positions, because what we have are hundreds of 400 plus nonprofits in Collier County, which are businesses, by the way, and nonprofits fill significant economic needs in our community. So they're not cute pat on the head organizations. They fill huge gaps that in our community. So they are critical, an integral part of the success of Collier County. They need volunteer leadership for board positions, committee roles, so on and so forth, funding, things like that. We also have government advisory roles as well, like the Affordable Housing Advisory AHAC. Committee. AHAC, exactly. Just one of many dozens of government advisory roles that have volunteer positions. So all of these organizations oftentimes will contact me, right, or the Leadership Collier Foundation, anyone. Hey, I'm looking for somebody. Do you know? And the answer is yes. We have a couple thousand.
So you find somebody that's aligned with that. They check off, yes, I'm interested in serving in the government role or something like that.
Right. So I have, we keep a list of needs of people who contact us. And they also have resources to ways that you can learn more if it's like, oh, I'm interested, what, environment, veterans, children, education, you name it.
So you're coming in, educating us, and then we can go out and actually impact the community, have some impact by just our volunteer hours, et cetera. So very cool. What else was I going to ask you?
I was just
going
to say, at the end of the day, right, it's up to us to keep Collier County. Yeah. I mean, we all live and work here for a reason. We love where we live and work. And if we want to maintain Collier to be the best place in America, right, to live, work, and visit, it's up to us to be stewards of our community, right? And so that's what this is all about.
The safest, the wellest, the, you know, the cleanest. I mean, we have those accolades every year, top five. So, and yeah, I think we have a lot of active, but we've got a captive audience here. People want to know and be part of, you know, these type of opportunities. We just went out to Harry Chapin. And you know what? I think a couple members signed up for a consistent program with them, which is really cool.
That's fantastic.
You know? So it's, I loved it. But I am so excited. I can't thank you enough.
We're excited too. Hope everybody registers. I want to see 150 people sell out.
We flipped the switch, but haven't done any marketing. And I think we're over 25 people. So which is pretty good, because I don't know how they found it otherwise.
Wow.
Maybe my word of mouth or something, how excited I am.
We'll sell out. We'll register quick then.
Any other questions? Oh, I wanted to know, how many members are there in the chamber? Just kind of off topic a little bit.
So
approximately.
The number is a moving target, so I would say maybe bring on our membership team for another podcast for like to get the exact numbers of what chamber membership is right now.
Okay.
On the Leadership Collier, I mean, it's a couple thousand, right?
Yeah.
Plus. On the Leadership Collier Foundation alumni, we have over 2,500 graduates.
Wow.
It was started in 1989, so 35 years.
So, alumni, Bill Poteet, Mary Waller, myself. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I always forget somebody who else is there. That's a neighbor
2,500.
Oh, my gosh. No, we've got a few more neighbor members. But, yeah, we all kind of talk about it in our little language, you know, that day.
Yeah.
You know, how much, you know, we're changing our leadership academy this year. We're going to hopefully hire someone to kind of revamp the whole program, but you know, some of it is some ideas we brought in through Leadership Collier.
That's great.
And our friend AJ is actually going to be part of that whole discussion.
A class member, I know. But for Leadership Collier.
I know.
No, it's exactly. Fantastic. I mean, I love hearing how you tell me that, you know, because of Leadership Collier, the way you live and do business has completely shifted, and you're working with everything that you learned and people that you met through that experience weekly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a
if somebody huge... has a question about something in the community that know me, they mm-hmm. I send them direct to the source.
Right.
So, and it's because of this. I mean, like, yeah. I had no clue what I was really signing up for, to be honest with you.
That's okay. Well, first of all, you got in, right? You applied and were selected. So good for you. I know most people are like, what did I get myself into with the full program?
Yeah, with the full program.
Pretty great.
Anyways, okay. So May 21st starts at around 8:00. Mm-hmm. You have to sign up ahead of time.
Yep.
It's all... I mean, $10, really? I mean, that's our water.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, you got continental breakfast, you got a lunch, there's a reception afterwards. Mm-hmm. It'll be fantastic.
Yeah, I think this will
be... I'm excited.
I mean, I'm so excited about it to do it again, even though I've done the whole program.
Yeah. Well, things have changed.
and that's what they said. It elevates, you know, and there's different things that you have to do after you go through the program. Mm-hmm. But, you know, maybe mm-hmm. we can build off of this and hopefully have you back. But let's do... I would like, you know, even to do a survey afterwards.
We
maybe
will.
Make sure... Okay, good.
Just for like sure. Okay, oh, we perfect. Survey everything.
Excellent. Yeah, it's, you know, it's measurable because you'll get to see what they feel and if we need to tweak something. But mm-hmm. I think, again, thank you for the opportunity. It's going to be super fun and I'm so excited. Yeah. So thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
PJ.